Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lingalivuka njani izulu kandaba olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlazi ku 1 Ntulikazi 2022 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, lamuhla lilanga lesikhumbuzo sokubhubha kwakhe wakhokhela ibandla le-PF Zapu umnumzana Joshua Nkomo ngesikhathi abanye besethesa umuyi icala lokuthengisa isizwe samaNdebele.
Thina be-Student Coalition for Change si-celebrate impilo kababa uJoshua Mafukufuku Nyongolo Nkomo.
Iparlamente ye-Afrika, ePan-African Parliament, iqhube umhlangano wayo wakuqala uholwa ngumnumzana Fortune Jarumbira weZimbabwe osanda ukukhethwa ukuba ngumkhokheli waleli dale abanye besola ukukhethwa kwakhe.
I've been very, very busy campaigning ukuthi uComrade Jarumbira ekhethwe ebe nguye umongameli wePan-Africa Parliament. So we are very happy. EFF Zimbabwe is fully in support of Jarumbira.
Bayakhala abazali ngezikolo esezibhadalisa imali yama school fees eqathaniswa lesisindo sedola leMelika.
Indlela eqondileyo ukuthi uqale ulinganise amaholo lemali yaseMelika, ungakalinganisi school fees lemali yaseMelika. Kumele uqale lapho imali etholakala khona, ezuzakala khona, kungakabi lapho imali esiwa khona.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Lamuhla lilanga lesikhumbuzo sokubhubha kwakhe wakhokhela ibandla le-PF Zapu umnumzana Joshua Nyongolo Mqhabuko Nkomo ngesikhathi abanye bemethesa icala lokuthengisa isizwe samaNdebele. Unkomo wabhubha ngosuku lwalamhlanje ngomnyaka ka-1999 eleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayithobaminwembili lambili 82. Abanye bathi uNkomo wathengisa isizwe samaNdebele ngoba wayeke waphiwa ixesha ngabelungu elokukhetha ukuthi isizwe samaNdebele sixoxebuke kweleZimbabwe yena wala. Abanye bathi njalo uNkomo wayengamelanga asayine isivumelwano se-Unity Accord lomnumzana Robert Mugabe ngomnyaka ka-1987 esabangela ukuthi ibandla le-PF Zapu liginywe ngelezanu. Kodwa umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafasibanda utshele uNtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 ukuthi ibandla lakhe lizahlala limkhumbula uNkomo njalo libuka imisebenzi yakhe emihle ayenzela isizwe.
Thina be-Student Coalition for Change si-celebrate impilo kababa uJoshua Mafukufuku Nyongolo Nkomo. Siyakwazi ukuthi mhlaka 1 July 1999 ila inkosi yakhothama. Sitho njalo thina bakwethu namhlanje lilanga elakusasa esizabe sikhumbula ukusitshiya kwakhe, kodwa sikhala sithemba ngoba wathi ilizwe leli lizalungiswa yilutsha. Siyabona sibili ukuthi into wayikhulumayo esaphila sokusenzakala. Wathi uma ufuna imali lima. Siyabona abantu bonke kulezi nsuku sebegijima ngamakhuba belima indawo yonke nje, lamadorobheni sebelima. Sikhangele njalo ukuthi uNkomo wafundisa abantu wathi hlalani kahle lingabi lenketo abatshabi. Akulakula, akulamkhiwa, akulamshona, akulamzezuru, akulamndebele, akulamtonga, akulamsuthu, akulamkhalanga. Konke lokhu yizifundo zakhe ukuthi iZimbabwe zingabantu banye. Thina be-CCC sithungamela ngubaba u-Advocate Chamisa, siyabonga imfundiso wasitshiyela yona njongo kodwa akazange akholise independence lokukhululeka ngumuntu abamthwalisa nzima waze wabaleka eZimbabwe wayaphephela eEngland befuna ukumcitsha wahlupheka umdala waze wangena phansi kodwa kathesi sesibona inengi sebesebenzisa yena ukukhuluma kungani basebenzisa ukuthi babe lokubelo lokuthi abantu babathathe bamzonda ubaba unkomo waze washona abanye bazigqada ngeunity accord hayi chibo ubaba wavuma wathi ukumnceda lokusiza isizwe sikamzilikazi wasayina kodwa wasitshela wathi inja ingahlali ibambe ithambo wathi ngenanini isikhathi singafika kube selitshiya thina besisi siyabonga ngoba konke owakufezayo lowakubhalayo namhlanje noma ekhuluma kungani kukutsha kazange efune udlame kazange efune inketho abatshabi wafuna ukuhlala abantu bazothile abantu belothando bethandana.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa Sibanda, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change. Udaba lokuthi unkomo wathengisa ilizwe lumemetheke ekuqaliseni kwayo nale inyanga lapho umkhokheli webandla leMthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo atshele khona umhlangano webandla lakhe oyenzelwe ePlumtree ukuthi impela unkomo wathengisa isizwe sikaMthwakazi. Lokhu kubangele ukuthi abalaleli beStudio 7 abaningi basithumele imbono yabo ngalolu daba. Ngisizwe omunye wabalandeli beStudio 7 esola labo abathi unkomo wathengisa isizwe.
Mina ngumama okhulile engake ngiziveze igama lami. Ngifuna ukuphendula ubaba lo othi unkomo wathengisilizwe. Nxa eza ukuthi unkomo wathengisilizwe, walithengisa ngayiphi indlela unkomini? Unkomo wayevikela igugurakundi le eyayibulala abantu. Yikho wabumba iunithi lo mgaba. Isikho ukuthi wathengisilizwe. Kambe wayezathengisilizwe njengoba walilweli ilizwe kangaka. Ephume siyakhatshana esiyalweli ilizwe, kambe amazwe lamazwe leli lizwe. Ngesikhathi seliwini, uyilizwe sokuthi ungumthengisi ngali. Ithengise bani, wathengisa bani. Mina wayevikela lokhu wokubulawa kwabantu. Wakubona kungcono ukuthi avume lokho kwakujonga. So nxa seliza kuthi ungumthengisi, wena othi ungumthengisi wenzani? Uyini wenzani elizweni?
Lo ke ngumlaleli weStudio 7 osithumele imbono yakhe. Sizalethulela ngokujulileyo udaba lukamnumzana Nkomo iviki yonke ezayo. Thiyani indlebe. Idale lePhalamende yamazwe awezwekazi leAfrika ePan-African Parliament izolo iqhube umhlangano wayo wakuqala wokuqoqa inhlelo zayo esigodlweni sayo kwele South Africa uholwa ngumnumzana Fortune Jarumbira oweZimbabwe osanda kukhethwa ukuba ngumkhokheli waleli dale lanxa abanye bebesithi ngabe engakhethwanga ngoba elembali yokwephula imithetho yeZimbabwe njalo esazakala ngokuthi ulilunga lebandla leZANU-PF yena eyinduna okungahambelani lesisekelo sombuso welizwe. Umnumzana Jarumbira usehlangane lomnumzana Julius Malema umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo eSouth Africa ele-Economic Freedom Fighters elingelinye lalabo abakhankasela ukuthi athole lesisikhundla. UMalema umtshayele ihlombe uJarumbira ngokuqala ukuthi kukhethwe umuntu ovela kumhlubulo wezansi emaNdebeleni ukuthi akhokhele leli dale selokhu labunjwa ngomnyaka ka-2004. Leli dale labunjwa ukuhlaziya indubo ezibhekane lezwekazi le-Afrika. Umkhokheli we-EFF Zimbabwe, umnumzana Innocent Ndibali, uthi ibandla lakhe lakhankasa labanye balo abemazweni agoqela eleNamibia, Malawi, Zambia, Swaziland, Liberia, Lesotho, leSouth Africa ukuthi umnumzana Jarumbira anqobe kukhetho lokudinga umkhokheli waleli dale. Umnumzana Ndibali usole abacothoza umnumzana Charumbira esithi ukukhethwa kwakhe akuqondananga laye yedwa kodwa kunikeza isithunzi umanyano weSADC. Uqhubeke wathi ukukhethwa kukamnumzana Charumbira kubonisa ukubambana kwamazwe eAfrika lokuhlonitshwa kokuqhubelana intambo zokukhokhela leli dale.
Thina as EFF Zimbabwe lati we've been on the forefront. If you follow ama Twitter, I've been very very busy campaigning ukuthi uComrade Charumbira ekhethwe ebe nguye umongameli we Pan Africa Parliament. So we are very happy. EFF Zimbabwe is fully in support of Charumbira as president we Pan African Parliament. We are very excited and very encouraged ukuthi Africa is moving towards direction ye unity. We are very clear ukuthi iSADC deserved a presidency ye Pan African Parliament. We've been pushing very hard. EFF Zimbabwe, EFF South Africa, EFF Malawi, EFF Zambia, EFF Namibia, EFF Liberia, EFF Swaziland, EFF Lesotho, and wonke ama EFF nje jikelele. I am very excited. So tina njalo siyavuma and siyakuthokozela kakhulu ukuthi iZimbabwe as a country within the African continent, eSADC, yiyo esithole ukuthi ibe lo president we Pan African Parliament. It's not about Charumbira, it's about Africa. It's not about Zimbabwe, it's about Africa. So akula nto ukuthiwa uright kumbe kakho right. Tina, we are excited ukuthi uCharumbira, a son of SADC, has been elected ukuthi ebe president we Pan African Parliament. We are very thankful to uComrade Julius Malema, uCommander in Chief we EFF Africa, we EFF yonke jikelele, ukuthi he was right at the forefront in fighting for a presidency ukuthi ibuye kuSADC. You will remember ukuthi last time I Pan African Parliament ya ajena because ama East, Western and other Africans were refusing to understand ukuthi it is our turn as SADC. We congratulate uComrade Fortune Charumbira ukuthi hayi sithi amhlophe, sithi let us work together, let us move towards the unification of Africa, let us move together in making sure ukuthi Africa iba borderless. We need Africa elo one president, we need Africa a very clear about its resources, a very clear about its land, a very clear about its history, its culture, its community. We are very clear, we are very excited.
Kodwa abanye bayasola bathi umnumzana Charumbira kasilungelanga lesisikhundla ngoba imbali yakhe ayinhle kwezombusazwe lamalungelo olunye kumbe ngabe kukhethwe omunye weSouthern Africa.
Tinabe EFF, we have said ukuthi e-election le ekadikhona ye-Pan African Parliament is very clear ukuthi is about Africa, is about SADC, is about a rotational presidency, a principle ye rotational presidency ye-Pan African Parliament. That's what it's about. Laba bathi uCharumbira this and that, tina we do not agree and we do not care. Tina, we are focused on moving towards a unified Africa, moving towards a borderless Africa, and making a statement that the Pan-African Parliament must be rejuvenated, it must be redirected, it must have a clear program as to where it must go and where it comes from. So Tina, we are not very much bothered about the person. Tina, we know very well what is about Africa. It's about the future of the continent. So we cannot be diverted to focus on the person instead of what we have just won. We've won and this is the case. And we are very excited and we continue to celebrate.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Innocent Ndibali, umkhokheli webandla le Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe, obeqoqa ecingweni le Studio 7 esebilitane. Ukuthi Okwamanje ke sikhangele iziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba atshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leHerald lilodaba lokuthi inkampani yozokwethekelelwa kwelizwe eAfrica Sun Limited isizasuka eKingdom Hotel edolobheni leVictoria Falls lapho kade iyiyo ehola liwetela ngenxa yokungavumelani labanini bayo ibhanga leFirst Capital Bank. Iphephandaba leChronicle lilodaba lokuthi amapholisa acwayisisa udaba lomunye owesifazana uChiporu Tsaba owakobulawayo obhubhileyo ngemva kokunatha ithefu. URutsaba ubikwa etholakele endlini esaphila ngomunye omsebenzelayo wasemusa kumakhelwane lapho abazame ukumhlanzisa ithefu ngokumnathisa uchago kodwa kwehlula. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngilichiya ezandleni zenu linaba laleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Igama lami nguvela Ngoma ivela eBrunaberg. Ngiyalibingelela lonke bantu besitudio 7. Ngivumelana nesikhulumi esikhulumileyo sithi hayi inkomo wathiya esithengisile. Ya, kukubi esintwini ukukhuluma ngomuntu asehamba kodwa okukhona liqiniso liqiniso. Ukuthi hayi kasithiya ngakuhle. USmith wayefuna ukumnika imathebeleleni ngo-1977 wala. Manje kathesi nxa sokunye lapho kukhona nokuthi sikhulonayizwe ngabantu bemashonali. Sebesikhulonayizile ngoba sebegcwele kathesi konke lapha. Very soon ezikolo uzazo sokuthiwa zikakufundiswe esishona. Kakhulu yena lo ofuna ukungena yena lo uzezwe sephambili sithi ezikolo zethu kakufundiswe isitshona ongasafundisa isiNdebele.
Sibingelele emsakazweni sithi linjani bantu bakithi kuzo zonke izindawo. Hayi siyaphila. Hayi kuyezwakala izindaba siyazimamela kusakwamalanga abantu ezikhulumi ezikhulumayo abantu izikhalazo zabantu siyazizwa. Bantu bakithi hayi khona kuyiliqiniso mpela leli elikhulunywa ngabantu impilo yalaphana ezimbabwe inzima. Ukuthi kona akula bhizinisi ongalenza ngoba umuntu uvula ibhizinisi kuyathenga abantu kabalazimali. One ilizwe vele kalila mali, akula lizwe lingaba right lingalamali yalo. Kunzima laphana bantu bakithi. Wonke umuntu olaphana uma uthi uyavula ibhizinisi usuke ekhangelele kuwe wena ovela kwelinye ilizwe ukuthi uzamnceda. Abantu kabalazimali ekhaya ngapha sokuthi kuyakhutshulwa izimali ezibhedlela kuzo zonke indawo kubhadalwa. Inkinga phela le yasebantwini laphana kuzogcina mpela sokutholakala umuntu efile sela muntu ongcwabo ngoba abantu bathwele nzima. Mina mangaleke ukuthi bana laba bona baloke besithi eZimbabwe kuright yengamanga la akhulunywayo kwatinity kanti bona baphila kuyiphi iZimbabwe bona bangakuboniyo khona ukubona ngaphi abantu. Sikhathele ngabantu abasebenzile ezikomeni zabo. Hayi
seribonani isidisizini seribonani. Hayi kunekhulumayo ngu-Prince ngisike ngigwalati umabhalabhala kompofu ngale kwesasana edishini. Hayi mina imeseji engidlulisayo ngokukhuthaza ngikhuthaza abathi ukuthi hayi madoda sambini siyovota, sambini madoda siyovota, sambini sesidiniwe bakithi sasizalele ukuhluphekeni namuntu alokhu esihlupheki. Sambi yethu umuntu omutsha kodwa ingakho ubhizi lezane or umuntu onjani. Ngicela abantu abatsha sambini sambini ngokuningi ukuthi siyovota singadinwa lo nyaka umnyaka wethu. Nesi 2023 unyaka wethu ukuthi siwine.
Ngiyabingelela kustudio 7, ngibingelela abasakazi nabalandeli. Salibona lapha ngithi nami-ke ngithi uPaula nami lokhu engibonayo okungumbono wami ngithi mina isikhathi sokuthi abantu bebambane manje aso sikhathi sokuthi mina ngoba ngilo mhlobo kumela lo mhlobo ube wodwa lwani ube wodwa ngokunjalo angeke kusebenzele lokho. Into ezosebenzela ukuthi iZimbabwe iphume kulokho ekikho manje ukuthi abantu sibambane sikwazi ukukhipha iqembu elibusayo eliyilo eselibusa iminyaka eyi-42 years. Ayikho into nje eyenzakalayo instead ukudilika ilizwe. So njengoba ilizwe lidilika masingadiliki thina, sibambaneni sivote sikhipheni izano PF
ungangena iCCC is fine, izaphu MRP MDCT whatever party is, thina sifuna ushintsho, sesifuna nje change, ichange ukuthi ngubani owinileyo. Akusebenzi lokho futhi ngeke nje kusebenze, sohlala lokho esikhala segangeni sifuna lokho esikhuluma sizenza abantu abangayanga esikolweni amagaba, kanti ke singabambana siyakwazi ukuthi izano siyikhiphe noma ingariga, sivoteni sonke leyo phathi ezongena, abantu sohlala phansi singabantu kukhulunywe kubunjwe constitution yelizwe entsha, umthethosekelo ukuthi manje kuyosebenza kanje, and then kufakwe umthetho ukuthi umuntu kumele buse 2 terms or 1 term is fine. Ba abantu bavumelana nakho lokho, imajority eZimbabwe, abantu baseZimbabwe kuyabe kulungile lokho, lokho ukuthi akunqonywe ilizwe abantu, hayi khona lokho akusizi, lokho akusebenzi, lokho akusebenzi. Singabantu sonke kuyahlalwa phansi kulungiswe le ndaba, kube right nje abantu bephile, abantwana bethu abalandelayo emuva, i-new generation ithole ilizwe lilunge. Sizane ngoba umntwana ozelwe from 1980 kazange ayibone inkululeko until today, naye senguyofayithayo, akazi uyafayithi fayithi into angazange ayibone. So into emele ibe khona yokuthi sibambane, konke kuzolunga ngokubambana, hayi ngokuthi batsho bacima ulokhu yikho kumele kwenzeke ngoba lokhu yilokhu, khona lokhu kubizana Mpumalanga wadwada akusebenzi. Ngiyabonga.
Ninjani Mthokazi omuhle, nabastudio 7 esilethela iindaba zethu ezinhle. Hawu siyabonga, khala ngamadoda akithi lawa ama-MRP la, ama-MRP 9 lawa. It's not fair man okwenzakalayo, it's not fair. Ngiyakhala ngala madoda emzabalazweni, hhayi badisturba, bezama ukudisturba wona umzabalazo wethu. No, akukho right. Mangaki bona besenza amacala lapho kulo mama watholakala le gold sesimadela igold la, wenziwani ngendaba yokuthi ngiwalipi bani? Hayi bakwengenzi njalo kuti laba abantu abenzanga lutho, laba abenzanga lutho serious. Bona basimagisha igolide labo, besihlala benza amacala benyamalalisa abantu every time emini nebusuku. Why besenza kanje kodwa? Why bephatha kanje abafowethu? Bona behlala besenza amacala case after case. Ngamapokwapi ilizwe lelo umuntu noma ubani bani uyazenzela kokuthi silidwa izimpumputhe zonke zoyiduze yakhudulana zimpumputhe zonke abantu ilozela umuntu okwagula ipoison ayiphume engqondweni la, ayiphume ipoison engqondweni. Bonke laba bantu laba bafakelana amatshefu basangene nje umsangano nje odonzakala lapho. Ngiye kuthi ilizwe lilomongameli abantu kompuze endlemini babona bayazenzela ama-favors abo besiyale kunini besezizinto bawona lapha abakhona even isikhuluma namanje sokona abakona ukukhulu manje ngeke sithule sebesoke sikhuluma. Vuka Mthokazi.
Yes, salibona ngo Studio 7 yakukhulumisa ukhulumayo uzenzele ichagone likhulu ko plump ko suwo. Ana ngithi nje abantu baka Mthokazi ungathi bengasukuma bonke umuntu ozazothi indebele ephose naye iHSV vaneni sithaseni into yakithi sikwehlukane nento zase next door, esihlukane nabo 3+C, sihlukane nabo zana sike sizenzele okwethu. Ngikhole indebele ungazibona nje esathweni, hayi bazayenza icandi khona olukwenzayo ozakuphumelela. Uyaziroba ngoba vele into ehluphayo ukuthi uyabe ukhuluma khona okutsho njalo ngekho ezweni lakini ezweni lokuhamba. So ngithi bantu bakamthokazi abakuvuleka izindlela beke besupport into engeyabo. Ngiyabonga
ani basakazi bethu abahle bakastudio 7, hhayi siyalibingelela, hhayi nasiziphilele kumbele njani lina bonke. UChris Gande wantungameli Nkomo, abasakazi bethu abakhulu asiyalibingelela lonke, phela sesibona khonokho kuzayo. Funa ukuthi ngike ngingene lapha mphawule lethi imeseji yami la ngemphawule la ngemphawule ukuthi khona divele njengoba siyabona iphumile i-100 bondi. Umbuzo wami kustudio 7 ukuthi isebenzani iloncedo lwani i-100 bondi lezanu PF yayo? Siyahlupheka manje kodwa bathi basinika i-100 bondi yabo le, bathi siyenzeni ngayo?
Salibana Studio 7, injani? Hawu siyajabula kuzinyuze ezimnandi ekuseni ntambama. Hawu siyalibonga bafowethu, asazi ukuthi lasivela kuphi. Eyi madoda, lapha kunzima la, siyabona siyezwa nalapha sokuyangena isibanda ukuba uvayisi wakho mnangako. Kunzima madoda, umbuso wamasotsha madoda. Hey, asazi saphephela kuphi thina. Amasotsha afakane ezikhundleni bafuna ukwenza kwenkani owuthi noma umfana engawina uthiphe usimo noma singayivoteli wini ekwazi ukwala lo mbuso or bekwazi ukuriga la ngale masingaye ekhothi siyakwazi bathemba umalabo. Akunzima madoda, kunzima, kodwa hayi singabuyele emuva sivoteni bafowethu, sivoteni nabanye sisarejista. Asizameni ukuvota bafowethu, singabuyele emuva sivoteni madoda. Yeah, but wona siyawubona lapho wafuna ukuya khona umbuso wakhona, ngoba siyabona ukuthi uma kungenzeka uma singayifaka ekhothi abazi umalabo ukhona ngalo uzababhek up uzababisela back to ngoba inhlali yenzeka. Hayi kodwa madoda kukho okungapheli madoda, kuzabaphelela umbuso wamasotsha straight, umbuso wamasotsha ma-detect. Yeah, kodwa hayi kuzaphela madoda, kuzaphela, akukho okungapheliyo. Nkulunkulu kadakwa ngowethu sonke bafowethu. Hayi siyabonga. Ukhulumayo uPetrosi ngokuhlala ngisempumalanga ngokuzalwa ngiselupala. Ngiyabonga. Studio 7.
Siyabonga lathi ke lawo bekungamazwi yenu lina abalaleli bethu elisithumele ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +12024650318. Bayakhala abazali ngezikolo esezizabhadalisa imali yama-school fees lezinye indleko zemfundo iqathaniswa lesisindo sedola lemelika kusetshenziswa isilinganiso sebhanga. Lokhu sokwengezelele ukuhlukumezeka kukaZulu okhala ngokuthi iholo lakhe lokhu lingakaqathaniswa ledola lemelika. Okunenga sikuzweni kubathabile masuku ekobulawayo.
Isinqumo lesi sisolwa nguZulu othi abantu abaningi eZimbabwe bahola imali ephansi njalo engahambelani ledola lemelika. Umnumzana Themba uye moyo isikhulume isenhlanganiso yababalisi e-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uya kusola lokhu.
Ukuthi abadala sebebanjwa inkunzi. Uhulumende uyala uthi yena kala i-US dollar yokunikeza izisebenzi zakhe ebantwini ukuthi balisebenzise kuthengeni imfundo. Uyavela obala ukuba yena imali yelizwe lakhe kasayifuni. Kulombandela bani ebazalini ukubhadalwa kwe-fees nge-US dollar. Abadala abaningi bazayehluleka.
Umnumzana Effort Ncube umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Consumer Rights Association uthi awuqedakali okwenziwa nguhulumende.
Indlela eqondileyo yokuthi uqale ulinganise amaholo lemali yaseMelika ungakalinganisi i-school fees lemali yaseMelika. Kumele kuqale lapho imali etholakala khona ezuzakala khona kungakabi lapho imali esiwa khona. Okwamanje kuyaveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi uhulumende kakayibambi kahle leyo nto isalahleka kakhulu. Ngoba izisebenzi nxa zingazuza imali elinganiswe ngemali yaseMelika kumbe bangamatitshala kumbe bangamanesi kumbe ngabasebenza noma ngaphi kodwa kube sokuthiwa bayekhipha imali elingana leyaseMelika.
Unkosikazi Sanele Nyoni isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo uthi kuzakuba nzima ukuhlawula indleko zezikolo nxa iholo labo liyabe lingakhwezwanga.
Okwenziwa nguhulumende nxa yethu uzama ukuvimba i-inflection ukwenza ngendlela engakhangeleli abantu phakathi. Khathesi kunje iholo limilwe ebantwini abaningi. I-US lele likhulunywayo kunzima ukuthi silibambe. Lama rates abo abe etshintsha kokuphela. Kunzima okokuthi ngabe kufakwa umthetho wokuthi noma ngaphi wonke umuntu sehola i-US kuhlanganiswa le-RTGS kuzabe kukhulumeka. Kodwa khathesi ifizi ayibhadalwe ngendlela ebibhadalwa ngayo.
Umnumzana Thangana Ndoro isikhulumeli sogatsha lwezimfundo uthi izikolo sezivunyelwe ukuthi zibhadalwe ngedola lemelika.
Schools are allowed to peg the fees in US dollars. Let it be on record that it is ministry policy and government policy that parents may be allowed to pay a currency of their choice, the foreign currency which is legal tender. And no school is supposed to allow any form of payment at the prevailing bank rate. All payments that are then in Zimbabwe dollars are paid or should be paid.
Kukhangelelwe ukuba abanye abantwana abazakwehluleka ukuya ezikolo ngenxa yokukhuphuka kwenhlawulo yezifundo. Idola leZimbabwe okwamanje libiza amadola eMelika angaphezu kwamakhulu amathathu lengxenye i-365 Zimdollars emkambo wemali ophansi kukahulumende weZimbabwe. Ngimele Studio 7 wobulawayo ngingobathabile masuku.
Siyabonga bathabile isikhathi du sesidliwe ngumangoye. Igama lami nguChris Gande, ngisithi asidibaneni njalo ngomvulo ozayo, kodwa ke ngempela sonto lenelisa ukulalela indaba zakusihlwa 7:30.